All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Hot Tea with Coco. I'm glad you guys coming in on a Friday night. And I got a co-host with me, and this is She Been Fly. She is starting out on her new debut on her own podcast. And it's my only niece. Welcome, my girl, Asia, to the platform.
Hello, everybody. Hello on this good Friday night.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's briefly, before we start getting into some hot tea, what will be the name of your podcast? And so my listeners can tap in over there as well.
So you guys got to stay tuned. I am coming up with an up-and-coming podcast called Coffee Confessions. It's going to be a morning podcast where you're going to work, giving radio station vibes when you call in, and you could just tap in on any subject you wanted to, anything you want to get off your chest. It's just that morning feeling like overwhelmed and you just really need to, you know, get it out.
Right. That's good. That's kind of going in with, I know, you know, Tasha, my girl, she came up with another one. We was going to do Power Mind. Well, Power Mind's kind of, because she work in the mental health field, and you know, we do look at the news, and somebody then came into a school or went to the movies and shot up everything,
right.
Drive-by shootings. So we was trying to get really on that mental health part Power Mind.
That's a really good topic, because I was just talking to one of my sisters about the mental health period and how it's a thin line between being strong and almost having a mental breakdown, you know? So those are signs, those are flags. And if you don't know that you have those signs and flags, you should definitely tap into Power Minds.
Definitely. So now we gonna, you know, I did my first one and now the saga continues.
Ooh, saga.
With Diddy.
Oh my goodness. Did he do it or didn't he do it?
How do you feel if he did it or not? What's your take?
To be honest, I just have mixed emotions about this whole debacle, because part of me feels like you might have rubbed somebody the wrong way, and there's somebody always more powerful than you.
Mm-hmm.
My second thing is, once you get so deep into your stardom and you feel like you're untouchable, giving Epstein vibes, and you can't nobody touch you, your empire will fall. You know, what's done in the dark will come to the light. So right now, it's early for me, because every time I turn around, it's another article, another clip, another, you know,
layer to it.
Yeah, coming out that I got to peel over and be like, well, I got to compare this with this, you know? And I was just on Instagram not too long ago, and Boosie had made a valid statement, like, where is all his black excellent friends that be up there toasting with him and cheering with him and, you know, saying all, you know, being in his videos and, you know, having all these billionaire parties and stuff. I mean, not to say that they didn't probably tap in with him, you know, behind closed doors, but we're in the day of age where if you ain't say it on the internet, you didn't mean it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't say it. And they not speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, one thing for certain, two things for sure. People do not want to attach their name to pedophile.
Period.
One thing, if you gay, lesbian, rights, LGBT community, if her daddy like to go both ways, that's his thing. But now you're on the borderline where it's talking about underage girls.
Sex trafficking.
Like you said, right. Epstein vibes.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's about drugging people. Did you see Columbus Short?
I didn't even see the Columbus Short one. See, that's what I'm talking about, these layers.
So Columbus Short, when he first started Stump the Yard, and he went on the radio, and he was big then. So he said he was laying in bed with his wife, and she like, oh, it's an unknown number. And he's like, she looking at him, he looking at her. So he answered it, but he put it on speaker, and it was Diddy. And Diddy was, he said, was kind of like low-key whispering, like, hey, what you doing? And he like, oh, nothing, just chilling, you know, me here with me and my wife. Oh, you ain't coming out, you know, whoop, I'm at the room, you know. And he like, okay, well, who at the room? He was like, oh, it's just me. So then he kind of like fast forward, went to the room or whatever. And he get there, and I guess Diddy already had drinks made already. And Columbus Short was saying that he was basically at that time an alcoholic. He was like drinking tequila like nonstop.
Right.
So he hit one shot of tequila and started feeling super dizzy, super woozy. And he was just like, this is not, I drink. Like, at the end of the day, why is this one little shot? He said he just took a sip and just started feeling really, he started sweating. He started doing this, you know what I'm saying? So he went to the bathroom and he hurried up and oiled everything up.
Right.
Threw everything up. And then from there, he hurried up and act like he had to go to the car garage and skirted out and left. He knew he would have been giving up some butt, he said, if they would have drugged him. He got drugged. But he never, you know, came out. That's the part. They always hiding stuff from him.
And that's crazy because I wonder if that's around the time where they killed him off of, what was that Kerry Washington show, Scandal?
Oh, he was on there?
He was on Scandal. And he was one of the greats on Scandal. And one season they killed him off, and it later came out why he got killed off is because he had an abuse problem.
That was around that time then.
See,
so I think Diddy used that against him and was gonna take him out
for sure.
But luckily he felt like, you know, in his spirit and was like, hold up, this is not cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, with people don't want to attach their name to that. Like Boosie said, if this your friend and you know he not like that, you would speak up.
Speak up. Hug your friend.
If he's not really, if this the Diddy y'all know, not one person.
Because somebody was in the back of Boosie video like, they know what happened. They know what's up.
Cat said, you got to tell Diddy no.
Everybody saying, oh my God, y'all believe anybody. It's the black community. But ain't nobody had no long, heart-filled paragraph how he's a great man and this, that, and the third. And you know what I mean? It's not adding up.
They're not going to say that.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to say that. You know why? Because Diddy has been doing and dogging everybody out for a long time, and like the clip you sent me, for a long time, and they just didn't have the money and the power like he did to get canceled. And you already see how it is with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say nothing.
Mm-mm. But
just like Khalid,
I'm
gonna say Keisha Cole.
Okay,
said about Beyonce, canceled.
I ain't seen nothing from her. She about to be in Inglewood tomorrow.
Yeah, she just now coming back later a little bit, trying to gain her little B-list or C-list artist. You know, what do you think you give her, C-list or B-list celebrity status?
Who, Keisha?
Yeah. She's not an A-lister. We know that.
And it's crazy because she was definitely an A-lister. You know what I mean? She is dramatically went down to a C. I ain't heard nothing from my girl in years. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure that when she get up on this stage tomorrow, she gonna be singing Love. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm praying for my girl. You know, she's a great artist and stuff like that. But you sometimes gotta know what battles you can take on. You know,
you can't say nothing about these people.
Mm-mm, but you know what though? I seen that it takes one person to open that door.
Mm-hmm.
A person that is really accredited. As soon as that one person come opening that door, everybody pushing through. Because soon as Cassie said something about Diddy, a few months later, a couple more allegations came out. Now look at where we at.
Rodney. Whatever his last name is. See, Rodney, the one that really... Cassie jumped it off, but Rodney is... He was a producer, and he worked for Diddy, I think, from 2022 to 2023. So he wasn't in the camp that long.
Right.
But Diddy is making this Love album, and the boy ended up producing like 9 songs and putting it on the album. So he said he was trying to, because they was like, well, why you didn't leave? Because he got Cuban Gooding Jr. with sex playing him.
Mm-hmm.
He got all these, you know, we going to tap in about the sex workers he didn't put in. Now 50 got involved.
Right.
But he's claiming he was there when his son, what's the son name?
Justin.
Yeah, he and his dad shot somebody together, and they covered that up.
You talking about the Joey guy?
Yeah.
His dad?
No, I think Puff Daddy was in the bathroom, and his son. He said he witnessed not a murder, but the boy got shot in a club bathroom.
Mm.
That's in a court document. But the boy was in a fetal position, and they ran out. Puff Daddy got everybody to collab with him and said that the shooting was outside the club, and it was a drive-by by the time the police got there.
Sound like some Shine, like a Shine situation.
Like a Shine. He's good for that. He's good for that.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude got all his stuff in here, and then all of a sudden he came out with the federal stuff to give to the feds. Now they came with the raid.
Yeah. Yep. And all the mini cameras they done found in this man's house, that was blackmail purposes.
Is he worse than R. Kelly or what?
Listen, they get worse and worse. I mean, you thought Bill Cosby was onto something. And then we have Mr. Kelly.
I think he's worse than R. Kelly.
He's way worse than R. Kelly. He's a little bit more snappier, you know, a little bit more up to date, and you know, with things that's going on, keeping them young people around him, so he know how to move. And then he got younger kids, you know what I'm saying? Probably recruiting unknowingly, you know, kids coming or young adults coming to their little parties and getting wrapped up in just the glitz and glamour, and all of a sudden you wrapped up in some silk sheets.
Oh God. I think he is. This is why I feel like he's worse than R. Kelly. They both, from what I hear, their background, they both got taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And became a monster with it. You know what I'm saying? But see, R. Kelly, he likes to have sex, freaky sex with girls. Yes, underage girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like he tried to force his acts on men that do not want to be like that.
Right.
And
he got some kind of leverage over their heads.
Yeah, because you seen on Drink Champs, that little snippet with Fabulous, and you over there just, I like it when you squirm, and he talking to Noriega.
Yeah. I did. He get drunk and he get gay.
He get belligerent. He get out of line. And then they give him such a pass where they don't knock his ass out right on the scene because, oh, that's Diddy.
Right.
Diddy can make passes and nobody can't say it because they said how everybody cringed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a situation. But moving forward now, Suge Knight then spoke out. Did you get to hear Suge?
I didn't see the Suge.
They only got him with the voice recording, and he's saying that
basically he was saying that them feds didn't run in there to go and raid his house to go and collect stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They was going in there to take all the incriminated stuff that he had on other people, right? Like the big moguls, right?
Right. They was looking for more than what we thinking they looking for. I'm thinking, like he's saying,
you could get these little niggas that's out here playing with Diddy, but don't touch them big people. Whoever he dealing with that's big, don't let their names leak.
But it don't sound like Suge. Okay, for one, I'm going to go back to that one. But it don't sound like Suge is too worried, because for the simple fact, whatever tapes and everything, you got to understand, Keefe D is still in jail. We don't know what the hell Keefe D is talking about. And it could be just so coincidental, because he had the people come and get him with the batarang.
Yeah,
and just all of a sudden, it could have made a domino effect, because, oh, the dude made these allegations. Then Homeland Security coming in. It ain't because you just fondled a nigga.
No. It's too much policing.
This is combat boot patrol. Weapons, artillery, AK-47s. Come on now. This is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
They not coming out and doing this for nothing.
Mm-mm. It's something.
Not for no camera. It's some stuff in that paperwork. Fans don't come out on no, oh, we just finna, like, it's a state situation, or, oh, we are being, like, some Breonna Taylor, oh, we heard a drug dealer, and we did our work, and we finna come and raid, and it's the wrong person. No.
No, in order for the court to grant that raid, they have to have solid evidence on something that gives them probable cause to go in that man's house.
And it ain't just the camera.
And it ain't just no fondling.
You ain't fondling. You not just fondling. You doing a whole lot. I'm telling you, just like, okay, that's why I want to go back to what Suge Knight said. He said, this is a fall for hip-hop itself. This is something... Hip-hop has took a blow. Not only, he said, as a black community, when one look bad, we all look bad. What's your take on that?
It ain't lies. And it's not just on this Diddy situation. We've been oppressed for years. You know what I'm saying? We've been stereotyped for years. And to have people in those positions of black quote-unquote excellence, come on, man. Why would you even try to, you know, like, did you think you was going to get away with this forever? Because you got a lot of people riding on this, not just your mogul friends, not just your producers, not just your artists, not just your record company, but as the black people, you know? I still call him Puff Daddy, because that's who I was introduced to.
Well, he changed his name, girl.
Right.
You know what it is now.
It's love now, ain't it? Brother Love or something?
Yes, Brother Love.
That sounds
Brother
Love.
Love. Now, that's what Suge said. He said, nigga, you going to prison. And I'm going to give you two things for advice. Either you pissing standing up or you peeking. What side you on?
And you better choose it wisely before you get
there. Because once you peek, it's a wrap. No, he didn't lie. He did not lie about that.
Lies told.
Huh?
No lies are told.
No lie. He didn't lie about that. Nigga, are you standing up or are you turning and you peeking and you looking? Because once a nigga see you peeking and looking at they dick, it's a problem on the main line. Especially in California, CDCR. I don't know what Rikers look like in New York. They raided in Cali. So, 9 times out of 10, he gonna be in Cali prison.
Yeah. These is the LA courts. They gonna deal with him out here and then they gonna figure out what's going on everywhere else.
In Miami. I don't know what they do in Miami. Did anybody follow up with Miami?
No, I ain't heard nothing. Well, I just heard all about the house. The only thing I've really heard very incriminating is just about the house in LA.
Mm-hmm.
That's the party house. That's the house that got the cameras. That's where they bring, like, that on the, I think it was Unsexiest or one of those platforms where one guy was coming out of his driveway and he was like, yeah, all them underage girls, they be coming in here in bus loads.
Who said that? The neighbor
coming out his driveway.
Yeah, that neighbor boy.
Yeah, he like, yeah, these little girls, they coming out, they pulling up from the club in see-through dresses and bus loads.
And then he said, my basketball went over there. I don't even be want to go over there He don't even want to go get it.
He'll never come back the same.
That's why he said he didn't want to go get the ball. Let him buy another ball.
Listen, they only $5 at Five Below.
Ooh, child. So, I'm really taken back. And I see where we going. We just freshen this. But I just wanted to come back on because it a domino effect to where this dude to put sex workers. Because I didn't know 50 Cent baby mama was over there.
And me neither. Who would have known? But
he didn't even know she was on the over there. Because he did all that clowning for the first couple of days until, I guess, the court papers that hit the scene. And now he didn't win the foul full custody.
And that is crazy. And then she had this long, heartfelt post on her story how, you know, in my opinion, the words and the way she was using, you know, her words and how she was coming out is that she was scared, like as if she knew, basically saying like, you know, it ain't funny when you playing with people's lives and you ain't seen your baby and this long and that long, like when people start attacking you because they are being attacked, because hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you already in the slums, you already probably too far deep, no telling where, how long, you know, this been going on with her. But the response that she gave to 50 Cent, it was basically like, man, you ain't been around, you ain't seen your kid, you know, I'm gonna put some dirt out there on you now since you want to come at me and call me a sex worker. It's not funny when people's lives are on the line. That was her last line.
Well, at the end of the day, he didn't say you was a sex worker. The nigga, Rodney, said you was a sex worker. Let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
How does Rodney know your name? How does Rodney tie you into this? First of all,
how does Rodney producer?
Yeah, not little old, because P. Diddy showed when the boy said in the documents that he looked up to Stevie J. P. Diddy showed him a video of Stevie J allegedly doing some things. But it must have been with a man. Because he said, well, you look up, this is what they do. So basically, get on board. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of sex play was going on. So what I'm saying to you, this dude can go down if he's lying about something. He's pulling down million-dollar businesses. You think he's gonna put stuff on the line for little old you? Who are you, girl? We didn't even know nothing about you. He's naming names. He felt threatened. Whatever that went on with this young man, I'm about to get 50 Cent, one baby mama. You gonna be involved. No, girl, you was a sex worker. You get paid on a monthly salary. He knows this. He said he lived with Diddy for a year.
And I'm sure he had parties every day.
Everybody know about Diddy. Girl, I didn't know Diddy parties was like that.
little freaky deaky party. You didn't see that one picture that came out a couple months back, probably last year, where Lil Baby was at one of his parties, and he was kind of, you know, clenched by, you know, another fellow Diddy-ing.
Are you talking about the one with that big bed in the middle of the backyard?
Yeah.
And everybody was, he was jumping on it?
Yes.
And he pulled Chris Brown up there?
Tricky.
Girl, this is what I'm just upset about, and I'm going to wrap this up, because y'all really going to have to stay tuned. The more clips, the more stuff starts flooding in. I am kind of sad for Usher. Because Usher got pulled in very young.
13.
And when, what's the dude with the long nose? What's his name? Harvey Einstein or whatever his name is.
Epstein.
I think his name, it was one of the, he was on another talk radio. His name was, he got the black hair, long nose. I can't remember his name. Okay. But he was interviewing Usher and was saying, you know, his mom allowed him to go over there and stay with Diddy for a year or whatever, mm-hmm. and at Puff Daddy's camp. Mm-hmm. And remind you, this little boy wasn't even going to school.
Mm-mm.
Number two. Then you got him over there telling with Kevin Hart, they clowning. I remember I was wrestling him with over the Frosted Flakes, and then, you know, we was wrestling, and, you know, what are y'all? Why is you wrestling with a little bitty boy?
Over some food.
And second of all, the guy asked Usher, would you let your son go over there at the age you is now? He said, hell no.
He didn't even let him answer good. He would never go to Puffy's Flavor Camp.
Puffy's Flavor Camp. That's what it was.
Even the name is suspicious as hell.
Flavor. And he said that Lil' Kim was there. A couple of other artists. And it was a party every day. And he got to see a lot. He was in a lot of stuff. Young. And I see, you know, we from the 90s, bro. We for y'all, we didn't look at R. Kelly and Aaliyah. We let that shit blow over.
Right.
We thought it was cool when they had that Mickey Mouse outfit on again.
Mm-hmm.
Here we is again. Diddy didn't have Usher over there as a little boy and Justin Bieber. Now they trying to bring Jermaine Dupri down with Criss Cross.
Oh my God.
I'm for real. I'm hearing all kind of stuff.
And somebody just recently sent me a clip of Tasha K doing an interview with Bobby's sister, and she's claiming that Bobby touched three of her daughters.
Who is Bobby?
Brown.
Oh, Lord. Recently?
I'm going to have to send that to you now.
See, we just going to... This is what Suge Knight is saying. Hip-hop is going down.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Joe Budden said, this is way
deeper
than we even think, could even fathom. This shit is gonna have our mouth open to December.
And you now go ahead and clear that year calendar where they have. Just put Diddy over the whole calendar, because this is about to go down.
It's a lot of people involved in this. It's a lot of people involved. These men, these rappers, it's finna go over. It's bigger than we think it is. Diddy, for years, has done a lot. They're finna come out. They don't want to come out because they don't want the hardcore dudes that we think that's hardcore. Them tapes is coming out. That video footage is coming out.
Cause that was his leverage, them videos and stuff.
Cassie said he never deleted, he always videoed. And that's the thing about a pedophile with him and R. Kelly. They are always videoing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Stop taping stuff.
That's they what they call it, they trophy, like they little, you know.
Yeah, when you a pervert and you have a sickness, that is something you hold on to and for your little keepsake. So at the end of the day, just keep your calendar open, because we will be tuning in for more juice, more tea. I'm blown away. I haven't been on hot tea in a year. And I came on Kevin Hart. I mean, not Kevin Hart. Cat Williams blew us out with Club Shay Shay.
To kick off the year.
I didn't even think we was going to get anything else besides what Cat. I need to go back and look at Cat again. That's how much...
All you need is one door to be open, and it's a flood.
But this is this. My spiritual side has always said, I told my best friend, this is the season of exposure. The season of exposure started last year.
Right.
When it's a season, it don't mean, oh, like our fourth season. Summer rain, you know, summer, winter, fall, right. And all that. No. A season, because it's the man upstairs, his season. So we go on his timing. And it's a season for exposure. All it is, even with TD Jakes, it's not over even with him. He's the stuff is coming out even with him. He's going to be implemented on these tapes. The feds is finna unleash. That's why I said it's finna go. Y'all mark my words on here, Asia Boo. I'ma let you be with this one. Mark my words. It's videos finna surface.
And I don't see why it wouldn't be, because with cameras have to come videos, and with and they trying to get him where they trying to get him. I'm sure that they have boxes of evidence.
Well, they did say that he went to, when he got on that jet, they thinking he wasn't on the jet. He took evidence with him. And ain't no telling where. We don't know what they confiscated, and we don't know what was on the jet.
Right. Right. We can't really tap into that. I can tap in on the things that are being said on the internet, and I can kind of put 1 + 1 together based on past experiences. You know, with videos that I've already seen from his phases on up to Brother Love.
We've been on Diddy for a while. This younger generation, they don't know Diddy like we know Diddy.
So if you don't want nobody producers dancing all on stage and
at all, pressing, dancing, come to Death Row.
Come on.
Because this is where the thugs is at. We never got enthused with all of that jumpity hoorah. And you gotta tell him no. You gotta tell Diddy no.
In the words of the great Cat Williams.
I'm gonna leave y'all with that. So I guess I love it. I thank you. I thank you, Niece, for coming on here. We finna go live. I'ma shoot you everything, all the clips. And then I want to give you the head start and bless with coffee confessions. And I would love to be on there when you get it up and running, whatever the day unfolds for us on that day. But I do appreciate everybody bringing the tea, and if y'all give me some more, I'm back on here again, because y'all know it ain't gonna be over. It's only March.
We ain't even scratched the surface.
Oh no. So
we didn't even took lift off. So I'm excited to see a lot more information that we're going to be able to receive and share with the, you know, the Hot Tea with Coco community.
Yeah, we love y'all. I thank y'all for everybody, every 1, 2, 3 listeners. I'm blessed that this thing go higher and higher. And then I got a place. I told my listeners I got a spot where they're going to actually see us live in the set.
Let's
go. With that, if you know, on my YouTube or something like that, we get that going. So with that being said, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for coming out. Thank you, Asia. I love you for being my co-host tonight. And everybody, y'all keep in tune with Hot Tea with Coco, because you know we got more. Peace.